Microsoft launched the latest version of its popular Office suite yesterday. Office 2013 contains updates of all the usual programs, including Word, Excel, and Outlook. But Microsoft is changing the way it delivers the software to home users. KUOW's Deborah Wong has more.
In the old days when Microsoft unveiled new software, you might have gone to the store, paid for it once, and brought it home in a box. But with Microsoft's new service called Office 365, the box is gone, and it's been replaced by a digital subscription that allows you to get almost everything you need from the web. It's a service that's been available to businesses for more than a year. Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer says it's a fundamental shift in the way Microsoft does business. Here he is in a promotional video for Office 365.
This is a major leap forward. This is my complete office in the cloud. Go and get one for yourself.
And to get one, the price is $100 a year. A subscription allows you to install software on five different devices instead of the usual one. It allows you to share files much more easily on Microsoft's cloud service, which is called SkyDrive. And it allows subscribers to get software updates right away.
The subscription is the best value if you've got a lot of computers and you frequently update Office.
That's Wes Miller. He's a tech analyst with the research firm Directions on Microsoft. He says the subscription model makes sense for people who are power users of Office. It's meant to give users the benefits of a fully functional Office suite with the portability of working in the cloud, just like Google Docs. But Miller says not everyone will like the new service. In the old model, if you buy the software, it's yours to use forever. But a subscription is more like renting than buying. If you cancel your subscription, the software goes away.
There's consumers who've become used to what we've had for the last 30 years, where you go out, you buy a box, you bring it home, or even you download a piece of software and you still tangibly got it. And those people may be uncomfortable with this idea, because if they let their subscription expire, it's no longer your software.
Miller says Microsoft wants more customers to subscribe instead of buy. He says it gives the company more stable and predictable earnings. But at the moment, consumers can still buy the software the old-fashioned way. Microsoft says the box may not be long for this world, though. In a blog post, Steve Ballmer predicts over time, the majority of the billion-plus people who use Office will be subscribers. I'm Deborah Wong, KUOW News.